And we're back here with the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles. I'm filling in today for Brittany and Angela. We're so glad you've joined us today. I'd like to send thanks out to Apple Tree Media Works, also to the Teamsters. They're sponsors of our programming here at the Union Edge, keeping us on the air each week for you with all of our programming. Also, just like to mention real quick, we always appreciate your comments and your feedback. You can always email us at feedback@theunionedge.com. That's feedback@theunionedge.com. Tell us how we're doing. Give us suggestions. Let us know what you think. So we have on the line here with us next from Cleveland Jobs with Justice, Deb Klein's with us. Deb, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you, Nathan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always great to have you here on the program. And we're going to continue our discussion of DACA here today. It's the hot topic here. And I understand there is some important deadline coming up for DACA that we should be talking about here.
Yeah, that's correct. When it was announced on Tuesday, it was also announced that any DACA recipient that's currently taking advantage of the program, whose DACA is going to expire between September 5th of this year and March 5th of 2018, has until October 5th to renew, which means that they will have two more years. They'll have deferred action for two more years. And what's really important with that is when someone is receiving DACA and the benefits of DACA, they have a work permit, they have a driver's license, and they're able to actually have title and registration for their car. So it's important for them to be able to continue to work. So people who are current recipients who may have an expiration date between September 5th, 2017 and March 5th of 2018 have until October 5th of this year to renew, and they will get the renewal. So that was kind of like the extension, the six-month extension that we heard Sessions talk about and that we've heard, you know, that's been coming out of Washington, D.C.
Now, this is the last group that is going to be able to renew. Is that correct?
Right. And also, it's prevented any new applications. And we just had here in Cleveland Jobs of Justice, along with several other organizations in the Cleveland area, organized a candlelight vigil last night. And we had a young man who was 15 years old. Now, he was too afraid to actually come to the vigil to speak out himself because, you know, everyone is always afraid. They're never sure what's going to happen. You know, if I go home, will I be followed? Will I come and take my family? But he allowed us to read a statement. Now, he's 15 years old, which means if this had not happened on Tuesday, he would now be able to apply for DACA. And he talked about how he had all these dreams that he wanted to go to college and, you know, continue on with his life, and now all of those dreams are shattered. And even now, it's very difficult for me to talk about the stories that we were hearing last night without feeling, you know, getting a little choked up, because these are all young people. One young woman in particular, she talked about, I came here when I was 6 months old with my mother. This is my country. This is the only country I have ever known. She was born in a different country, but she was raised in this country. It's very difficult for these young people, and they understand what's going to happen to them if we don't do something to turn this around. And we do have two bills. There are two DREAM Acts. There's one in each house. There's one in the House and there's one in the Senate. We have H.R. 3440. And then we have Senate Bill 1615. 3440 was by Roybal Allard out of California. And the reason why I want to give you these numbers is because it's really important. It's up to us, all of the allies, to start getting Congress to move and act.
Absolutely.
We need to call.
So is H.R. 3440 and Senate Bill, you said 6615? I'm sorry.
1615. That's Lindsey Graham's bill in the Senate. So call your two senators. You might want to find out first if they're already co-sponsored. You can go online. There are all kinds of really cool little sites you can go to, but probably the best one is congress.gov. Go to congress.gov. You can put in the bill. You can look to see if you're sponsored the Senate version, and also see if your representative has sponsored, co-sponsored the House version. And if not, start calling those offices and get them to start, or ask them to co-sponsor these two bills.
Well, and even if they are currently sponsors, I mean, if you call and you speak to an aide or an intern, whoever answers the phone, and if you haven't called before, it's really easy, and don't be intimidated. They're there to answer the phone, right? And if you mention the bill's name, they should be able to know whether or not the representative or the senator is currently a co-sponsor or not. And if they are, you should thank them and encourage them to continue. That's right. And thank them for doing that and to continue to stay strong and supporting this sort of legislation. And like you said, if they are not, then we need to hold their feet to the fire here and let them know that what you think of this, because this is, is there a word other than cruel to describe what's going on here as of this, as of Tuesday?
That's a perfect word. I've grown close to many people in the undocumented community, dreamers, undocumented, the mothers, the fathers, and it just, I can't believe how people can just keep turning their backs to an entire community that are here doing the right thing. And the only crime they've committed is a misdemeanor, because if you come into this country, if you're undocumented, come into this country without the proper documentation, it's a misdemeanor, just like you were speeding. So they've come to this country to seeking a better life. It's just very difficult for me to understand why people keep turning their backs. And I'll tell you, one of the things, though, is because there's so many lies and myths that are being spread around. I've seen them. I've seen so many of them. And the number one thing that I've seen, people will ask, well, why don't these people just go get a green card?
Yes, I've heard the same thing.
And I've seen it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen it with the DACA. I've seen it with DACA. Why don't they just go get a green card? Well, the reason why they don't go get a green card is because they are ineligible, because they are here and they're undocumented. That's why they can't go get a green card. And so that's why in these bills, we need to have a pathway to citizenship for the DACA recipients. That's why after we do this, then we have to do something about and getting comprehensive immigration reform in this country.
Sure, and that would be the next step. Absolutely.
Right. If the people that are here that are undocumented could get a green card, believing me, they would.
Of course. I'm sorry, Deb. We do need to wrap up. But real quick, those bill numbers for us, please. If you call your senator,
HR 3440, and in the Senate, it's Senate Bill 1615. And call the number that Charles always likes to give out, 202-224-3121, and that's the switchboard. And you can just ask to speak to either your senators or your representatives' offices.
And the deadline for those Dreamers for Renewal is October 5th. And where can
October
we find
5th.
Out? Where can we find out real quick about the work that you do up there with Cleveland Jobs and Justice?
You can find us on the web at clevelandjwj.org. And if you go to Take Action, I've got stuff up there about what you can do with Congress over the DREAM Act.
Excellent. Thank you. Deb Klein of Cleveland Jobs with Justice. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.
This is Nathan Ruggles here on the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.